Hi there, it's Helene Lerner and it's Dare to Live Fully, our podcast that will support you to move forward in your life. And today we're dealing with a topic that many of you want to hear about. When someone doesn't get you, how to deal. You know, all too often, there are those people throughout the day that send us those negative vibes. And it's up to us to not pay attention and not listen to them and keep moving forward in your life. And this podcast will tell you how to do it. Number one, the old lesson, don't take it personally. It's their stuff. When someone gives you that negative vibe, it's because they don't feel good about themselves. They're projecting it onto you. Don't fall for the bait. So don't take it personally. Know it's their thing. And if you get it from several people, just say, oh, I know that. That person is feeling uncomfortable. That person has had a bad day. I do not have to take it on. I do not have to wear it as a piece of clothing. I can look at it and let it go. Number two, ask yourself, why am I so triggered by this? What is it in my past that I'm replaying over and over again? You know, sometimes when I look at people, five people can be smiling at me and one person looks a little unhappy. I project onto them that they're disapproving of me and they're projecting onto me some stuff that they have about ourselves. So why do I do that? So it reminds me of a parent that might not have been too accepting of me. So I'm replaying that old tape over and over again, and I don't have to do it. I can see it for what it is and say, I'm not buying into that. I'm vulnerable here, but I'm choosing to move on. So look at why you're triggered and relate it to something in your past or perhaps something in your present. Your boss is disgruntled and he projects whatever he's going through onto you. You take it personally. What does that remind you of? Someone in your past, a parent, friend, teacher, whoever it was. See it for what it is and let it go. Number three, don't let them stop you from going for what you want. If you're looking at their rejection as something that's making you feel unworthy, we know we can detach from it, see it as their stuff, and now don't lose focus. I'm going for that new job. I'm going in front of the people and speaking to them tonight as a keynote. I'm going to look for that man of my dreams. I'm going to get that dress that I want. I'm going forward in my life. I am not going to let their problems with themselves get me down. Oh no, I've done it too long. Okay, what else? Next, enjoy your life. You've worked hard to get here. Come on, folks. How much reflection and work have you done on yourself? I bet you a lot. Don't you deserve a good life after all the effort and work you put in? Even these days, we're living in a pandemic. We're living with emotional insecurity. Actually, don't excuse me. Yes. And financial insecurity.